The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
On Mother's Day, I received an email from one of our readers in Kansas. She's a mother, now in her 80s, and went to church on Mother's Day, hoping for some encouragement. But the pastor at her church never mentioned mothers. Instead, the sermon was all about how women should always remain submissive and obedient to men and never speak in church. What a totally inappropriate, rude, and even cruel thing to do to the precious moms who were there on Mother's Day. I remember not so long ago when churches we attended would take this once-a-year opportunity to honor all the mothers. Mothers were encouraged to stand and be recognized and prayed for, and some churches even had a red rose for every mom in attendance. Mothers were honored and blessed. Godly motherhood and fatherhood are the most important jobs we have in this life, bearing and raising children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Godly parents, one man and one woman united in holy matrimony for life, are the absolute foundation of the natural family, the way God intended it to be, despite however our modern culture denigrates parenthood. Have you noticed, as you go about your daily business, how few women you see today that are pregnant? Have you noticed how few moms there are with babies? Where have all the mothers gone? And as I follow the local daily news, I see the obituaries outpacing the birth notices by a margin of at least 10 to 1. We've become such a self-centered society that fewer and fewer couples are having children today. It's so sad that parenthood is no longer valued. And if a woman is a stay-at-home mom, she's looked down upon and shunned, as if her time would be much better spent and much more productive and fulfilling if she worked at some sort of corporate job, while her children were being raised by strangers paid to do so. I also find it ridiculous when I see bumper stickers, t-shirts, and social media posts glorifying women as dog moms or cat moms. Rather than become a real mother to a precious child made in the image of God, these women prefer to have pets and consider them their children. This is not motherhood. And because of rampant sexual sin, many babies that could have been will never be. According to the Guttmacher Institute, over 1 million babies were murdered in the womb in this country last year alone, despite the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade in June of 2022. And it's also sad to see that those babies who are allowed to live are now being born to unwed parents. These children will likely never know the love and security of an intact family, having both a mom and dad together in the household to raise them. And have you ever witnessed all the angry women yelling and even swearing at their children in public? These are not mothers. They may have given birth, but their self-centered behavior doesn't match with how godly mothers are to train up their children. So I thank God for godly mothers, and yes, they should be honored, today more than ever. Because today we have demoniacs working to erase even the word mother from our vocabulary and replace it with birthing person, so as not to hurt the feelings of insane men who believe they can be mothers. In February of 2025, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers introduced a budget bill that calls mothers an inseminated person and switches both mother and father to parent who gave birth. State Representative Amanda Nedwefsky commented on this. She said, "As a proud mother of two, it's absolutely insulting that the governor, in his 2025-27 budget bill, would reduce me and millions of other mothers across Wisconsin to inseminated persons. It is not only deeply offensive, but it is an outright attack on the very essence of motherhood. It's unconscionable that the governor has the audacity to take the most beautiful, life-giving act a woman can perform, bringing children into this world, and turn it into nothing more than gender-neutral, virtue-signaling jargon to appease his far-left base." Well said, indeed. But this is where our culture is today. We've become a nation that is godless and therefore naturally clueless, a nation of imbeciles. 2 Timothy 3, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Isn't that our nation and world today? We boast of our amazing intelligence, diversity, equity, and inclusion. We boast of our ability to create our own gods in the form of artificial intelligence, but we don't have the brains God gave a chicken. Ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why? Because we're a godless nation, given over to depraved minds. In the beginning, God created us male and female. Males don't do very well without the help of a female, and so he created Eve just for him. In Hebrew, her name was Chava, which literally means life-giver. And he commanded them to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The Bible talks a lot about parenting and values motherhood especially very highly. In Matthew 23, Jesus lamented over his chosen people, saying, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. Even mother birds protect, nurture, and care for their babies under their wings. Such is the innate nature of true motherhood." Scripture also tells us about Sarah, who gave birth to Isaac at the age of 90. We read about the mother of Moses, who at the risk of her own life hid her son from the Egyptians when Pharaoh ordered that all male Hebrew children were to be killed at birth. And how Mary, the mother of Jesus, must have loved him so, and how he loved her. 33 years later, as he hung on the cross dying, he was careful to make sure that his mother would be taken care of, putting John in charge of her care. Yes, God does value and honor mothers. In Exodus 20, we're given the Ten Commandments, and number 5 of those commandments is honor your father and your mother. Here are a few more scripture verses about mothers. Isaiah 49:15. Can a woman forget her nursing child that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Isaiah 66:13. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. Psalm 113:9, he gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. Psalm 127:3, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Proverbs 1:8, forsake not your mother's teaching. Proverbs 23:25, let your father and mother be glad. Let her who bore you rejoice. Proverbs 29:15, a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. John 16:21, when a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she's delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish, for joy that a human being has been born into the world. True godly mothers exemplify the type of woman we read about in Proverbs 31. Here are some of her qualities. She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will not lack for anything good. She selects wool and flax and works with her willing hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from far away. She rises while it is still night and provides food for her household. She extends her hands to the spinning staff, and her hands hold the spindle. Her hands reach out to the poor, and she extends her hands to the needy. She is not afraid for her own household when it snows, for all in her household are doubly clothed. She makes her own bed coverings. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and loving instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the activities of her household and is never idle. Her sons rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Mother's Day was established in the United States as the second Sunday of May, starting in 1914. It was the culmination of work done by godly mothers who served, did charitable deeds, and worked to unite a divided nation following the Civil War. Anna Jarvis, hoping to honor the memory of her own mother, as well as all mothers, envisioned the day as an intimate occasion for expressing love and gratitude toward all mothers through handwritten letters and personal gestures. Interestingly, Father's Day didn't officially become a national holiday until Richard Nixon signed it into law in April of 1972. Honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God has given you. the first commandment with a promise. How sad that godly mothers are not valued and honored as they should be today. These amazing women who carry a beautiful child knit together in their wombs by God Himself for 9 months. Then there's the miracle of birth, and God's even equipped mothers in a special way so those precious little ones can bond with them as they receive the sustenance they need from their mother's own bodies. Mothers pray for their children before they're ever born and never stop praying for them all their lives. They spend countless sleepless nights comforting their little ones, caring for all their needs. They watch them grow as they raise them to know the Lord and His infinite goodness. They mend their wounds, and they have the unique ability to heal scraped knees with just a kiss. They teach them to walk, talk, read, and write. They encourage their creativity as they hang crayon-colored masterpieces on the refrigerator and then keep them forever as cherished moments from their childhood. When their children hurt, they hurt too. When their children rejoice, godly mothers are there to cheer them on. And then one day, the child leaves the nest. But no matter how old he becomes, mom will always be mom, cherished, loved, and honored. One day, mom's soul will outgrow her body, and she'll take up residence with her Savior, Jesus, in heaven. But her wisdom, love, and nurturing will live on forever in her children, her children's children, and their children. What a wonderful plan and design God gave us for the natural family, and especially precious is the love of a godly mother. You know, they possess qualities that dads just don't have, and that's how it should be. I've learned so much from my own mother and have dear fond memories that will last my whole lifetime. The same is true of my wife. Both are selfless, loving, giving, prayerful, and nurturing, and absolutely precious women of God. True blessings to all their children and their grandchildren. If you're blessed enough today to still have your mom with you in this world, go give her a hug and let her know how much she means to you. I can no longer do that, but my kids remember their grandma's sweet, loving embrace. That same love that my wife is now passing on to our children's children. Pray for your mom. Thank God for her. There truly is nothing in the world like a mother's love. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com and ask for message number 465.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at WisconsinChristianNews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.